think we left off after Beishamai Bisiro? On Nun Gimel Amud Aleph about, well, everything is Beishamai Bisiro, the whole parak, yeah. I think we left off, Achleik is Beishamai Bisiro, whether you're concerned about Bittul Torah, that we would recommend that each person should say a Bar Miyori Hoesh separately, and Beisiro say no, that Barai Bom Hadras Melech even takes precedence over Bittul Torah. There's no issue of Bittul Torah. It's not on base matters. That everyone agrees that Barai Vom Hadras Melech. That's the Pashtus. That's what the Vilna Gaon says in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Mechaber says that 10 people are putting on Tavlas at the same time. So each one can say his own bracha if they want. One can say the bracha for everybody. So the Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean if they want? You see from this Gemara that more correct is that one should say the bracha to be Moitzi everybody. That's the Barai Vom Hadras Melech. The Bishamai only disagreed because of the Bittul Beis HaMedrash. But if there's no concern of Bittul Torah, then even Beishama would agree to Beisil. So I think we did that Gemara. Then the Gemara has the next caption from the Mishnah. And Mevroch Melal Aner Velal Absamim Shalam Mesim. The Gemara says why? So the Ner, the Gemara says the Ner, if it's a mace, the Gemara has two lines later. Am Rav Yudah Marav Kol Shematim Lefana Bayom Balayim Mevroch Malo. If it's a mace who's a bekovetik person and the minig amokim would have been that they would have taken a candle and carried a candle in front front of the mace, even if the kvura, even if the levai would have taken place in the middle of the day, so then that nair is only bekovet b'yalma. So even if it's night, and obviously they're using the nair lahoyer, but since they would have used the nair anyway lekovet, so that doesn't count. The simple reading of the mar. You can't use such an air to say Havdalah. But if a mace, but if you have a community or this mace happens to be such that they only use a candle at night when it's dark. In the daytime, they don't use any candles. So then that candle, even though it's Shalom Mason, that's not Lekovet, that's Lehoyer. So then you can say Bar Mi'ar Hiresh. That's the Gemara's interpretation of the Mishnah. You only say Bar Mi'ar Hiresh on an air that is Lehoyer. You had the Gemara before said about... you see a nair in the kipshon. So the nair in the kipshon is not lahar. Nair in the kipshon is in order to melt the metal, in order to melt the avonim. After all, the avonim melted down already, and then you have all the work is done, and then you light another nair, that nair is lahar. Okay, that we discussed already. Then the Gemara says, why is reyach, why is b'samim shalameisim, you don't say bari mini b'samim, you don't say the bracha matzoi Shabbos? The Gemara says, because b'samim is also lavure reich hu diavidi. You only say the bracha bari minim sam. You only say the bracha bari minim sam b'chas harech is only recited if the thing is aimed lohariach bo. If the purpose is just lahavir as harech hara, but not really to give a reich tov, then you don't say a bracha. So the b'samim that they would used to put in the coffin right next to the mace, because the mace would be disintegrating and it would start to smell, the dead body would start to smell. So that's why they put the psalm there, not that they were interested in the reach tova of the psalm, they wanted to counteract the reach rav in the mace. So the Gemara says the same is true. Am ravun if psalm shall be sakise. It's also the same. When a person's hands are dirty, and he wants to wash off the sticky, dirty, whatever, and he wants to wash them off, let's say you use liquid soap. A lot of times liquid soap has a fragrant smell. So that's, since the main purpose of the soap is lahavir sazuma, it also gives a little smell. So that's not called oimid lohariach. That reach is in order to take away the dead reach from the dirt that's on the fingers. Pregnant Marakasha, is that true? The memory means to say, kalecha delav lareach avido, lo mevochen ilavi, whatever, it's not oimid lohariach in its present location. You don't say brichos hareach. Pregnant Gemara meitzv, it says in a tosefta, Anichnas lachanusa shal basam. I go into a perfume shop. The heiriach reiach. If he sits there all day long, and mevaruch al pamachas. Let's say a person is eating all day long. Says baruch pri hadom on his first potato chip. He's eating potato chips all day long. So there's no hesach hadas. He doesn't have to say another baruch pri hadom. One baruch pri hadom covers all day long. But if he eats potato chips, then he goes hafsaka for an hour. And then he eats potato chips, goes away to daven mincha. Then he's eating potato chips, goes away to daven mincha. Each time there's a hesach hadas, so then you have to say, each time you have to say a separate bracha. So the same is regarding reach. Fine. If a person is sitting smelling reach all day long, everything is covered with the one bracha that he said in the beginning. And if he's mafzik in between, he's nichlis v'yotzei. Nichnus v'yaitzim v'varach ha'kol pam v'pam. Because it's a hesach hadas in between. V'egmar kasha, but the besamim in the perfume shop is not aymed la'ariach. When the people bring it home, then they put it on the clothing, then they put it on their body, whatever, then it's aymed la'ariach. But at the perfume shop, it's not aymed la'ariach, it's aymed la'mechira. V'egmar v'ha'acha, in this case, and it's tosefta, if it's in the perfume shop, the lav derech u'diavir v'kam v'varech, and v'egmar, no, it is aymed la'ariach. That's the way they get customers hooked on buying these perfumes and buying these psalmim. The people will come and they'll smell it and they'll, some of the reichas they'll enjoy, others they won't enjoy. So those that they'll enjoy, they'll buy. And the reicha nami udevin kech nanech in shivin isavin is mamine. That's exactly how you get customers. The thing is, I'm at lahariach now.
Why do you need a lahariach? Why do you
I mean, why should there be such a din that you need amid la'ariach? I don't know. Maybe we pointed out, maybe it's not a bichas hanenen. That's how the tzlach suggested. Maybe it's not a bichas hanenen. It's a new bichas shevach v'ido or something. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know.
We do it only ayva la'asiyah sometimes.
Yeah. You usually mean a bichas hanenin, you have to say before you get the hanah. And a bichas shevach v'hidor, you always say after. So we say the bracha on the reich before. So doesn't that indicate that it is a bichas hanenin? The tzlach claims that it's not. But the fact that the bichas hareich is always recited before you smell a psamim, doesn't that indicate that it is a bichas hanenin? I don't know. I don't know.
But
you don't say a good smelling food, because that's not its main purpose, it's not for smell. It doesn't even get a
broth at all. But you wouldn't say a broth on orange,
don't say breath
of
la pit. It's not
for smell, so it's not for smell, the whole broth,
it
doesn't even.
I thought that's when you do say this, the reach.
Of an actual orange?
Yeah. If you're just eating the orange and the mele, the reach comes, you're not been chav into it, then you don't say a broth. But a person holds the orange in order to smell it, because he enjoys that fragrant smell. So then I thought you do say the breath. If it's on him. Some of them are not mechavin to be nana. Yeah, but if you want mechavin to be nana, then you do say it. If I'm going to eat it, I'm going to smell it. Yeah, I think so. If it's a midlachila, then you say nesim reachta b'peh. It's not a midlachila, then you don't say nesim reachta, then you say some other bro.
Sometimes you don't know something to smell.
That what?
Sometimes
you
don't know if there's
going to
be a fragrant odor
with
a flower. So it's very
hard to
otherwise.
I mean, you should wait, so a person should wait till he smells a little bit to see that it does smell good. Okay. Okay. You first have to make sure that you're not saying brachal avato. Years ago, flowers always used to be oimed lohariach. Now, flowers are oimed histakel. So some of the dinim changed. Some of the halachas changed because of that. That's what Rav Tkachinsky quotes. It could be from Rav Kook, I think, in the Sefer on Shemitah. That in the days of the Tanoim, that flowers were oimed lohariach, so flowers had a kedushas perishvias. The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, the rule is which peris have a kedushas perishvias. Only such peris which are hanoasim ubiyuram shoven. It's aimed for a hanoe that when the person gets the hanoe, he's consuming the thing, like food. That when you eat it, or the Michael Behema, Michael Odom, when you eat it, so the hanoe comes simultaneously with the consumption. Let's say you have trees that are aimed to make furniture with it. So that's not called furniture, not hanosam of Yurim Shavah, because the people sit on the furniture for many, many, many years and it doesn't get consumed. It takes a long time till the furniture breaks down. So that's not called hanosam of Yurim Shavah. So that's why trees that are meant to make furniture from do not have kedushas perishvias. So Tosis Niyana Bava Kamra, who follow for so, Tosis Yesta Kasha, but the Mishnah says that flowers have kedushas perishvias. So where is hanosam of Yurim Shavah? People smell it, they get hanoah. There is no consuming. the flower, the smell of the flower is going to dissipate whether I smell it or I don't smell it. The food doesn't get consumed unless I eat it up. So that's when I eat it up and I get hanoa, that's called biur. The food is consumed simultaneously with the hanoa that the person gets. But the flower is tasis, yes. The flower gets, the fragrant smell of the flower fades away, whether or not people smell it. So how is that called hanosim of urin shalom? So Taisi says, that's what the Tanoim established as in. That Baruch Shalom created flowers that people should smell it. He's not interested that flowers, Baruch Shalom wasn't interested that the flowers in the desert should give off their reyach and no one should get on it. The whole purpose of creating flowers that people should get on it from smelling. So when a person smells the flower, that's considered consuming the flower. Because that was the whole tachlis of the bria of the flowers. So that's the shayla. What if you have flowers that people are not, they're not aimed lahariya? As long as that, many flowers, just look at them. They don't smell good, they look good. So then it shouldn't have any kedushas perishmi. So that's what I think Rav Tkachinsky in the Sefer HaShemitah quotes.
Should be the same smell. Looking should be the same smell.
Looking.
That's what it's created for.
That's
not being
inspired. Yeah. That's a shaila. Yeah, it's a shaila. Is that called? Is that called hanoya? That's what he says. That mare is ain't bo mamish. And you talk about Isuri Hanoah.
You make a brother on where you see things that are beautiful.
That's a bichas shevach, that the Rabban Shalom created such a beautiful world. But that's not really a bichas hanenen. That's not called Hanoah. If you get Hanoah from something, let's say something is also Hanoah, but it's very pleasant looking. So I look at it, that's not a violation of Isuri Hanoah. That's Taka Dadin. The Kol Amar is Embo Mamish, so that's not called Isuri Hanoah.
Doesn't the Amar say that someone sees this food has more hanoah than someone who just doesn't see it
for
burning the mud?
Yes.
It's
like
concept of hanoah and seeing something.
I mean, hanoah is when he eats it, when he's eating it, so he gets more hanoah. Okay. I mean, if a person is eating food and he's looking at it, then that's a physical hanoah. Then it even tastes better. He has more physical hanoah. But what if it's the thing he's only looking at? He's not eating it, like flour. So he gets hanoah. But that hanoah is considered b'li maisa. It's not considered a maisa shel hanoah.
Hezekriya
means every person is entitled to his privacy. That's a different thing. You learn that from Pesukim Mechumash. Every person is entitled to his privacy. I'm not allowed to tell all the things that I've Vayda B'Shem HaMoshe Lemar. The Gemara says Lemar means that Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu the dinim, and he gave him permission to tell it over to Bnei Yisrael, Lema Yisrael. And if he wouldn't have given him permission to tell it over to Bnei Yisrael, would have been assumed that he's not allowed to tell it over. Because every person, or every individual, the Baruch Shalom is not a person, every individual is entitled to his privacy. You're not allowed to barge in on someone else's privacy. So that's Hezekiah. You have to leave a person alone, not to pry on his privacy. The Nachamal. So, what does the Gemara have it in here? Tara Abba Hamehalach Chutz Lekrach VeHiriach Reach. Person is walking, not on Mitzoy Shabbos, anytime. Doesn't have to be Mitzoy Shabbos. Very minim so. VeHiriach Reach, and he smells a fragrant smell. Im Rovav Dekachavim Ein Mevarach. Why? Because Rov of the Mesibas of the Kachavim. That's how the Gemara said on the previous daf. Yeah, but that's the Gemara said if there's a mesiba. So the Tana says in the days of these Tanaim, and that in those locations in America it's probably not so. In the days of the Tanaim, the rov mesibas of the kachavim were the shem of the But here it doesn't say it's a mesiba. It's not a mesiba. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah adds on. A questionable line. Ben Yonah says, even though there's no mesiba, but they're probably going to sell it later on. For Avodah Zarah. See. the top line on page 78 in the Rabbeinu Yonah. B'shach shemeinim omdim hapsamim b'misiba shel avodah zarah. That's what's added on in this Tosefta. That's the last line on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in the Rabbeinu Yonah, going over to Amud. Rav Nachrim eina mevorach. B'yachal p'yashach shemeinim omdim hapsamim b'misiba shel avodah zarah. It's still aser. Why? Shapsamim shavahem stamam lemachram lemisiba avodah zarah. And therefore it's asur. So the Achrayim are bothered with the kasha. What's it does? Hazman and milsehi. A Nachri has besamim, which he did not worship. He doesn't deify it. It's not avodah zarah. It's not tikruvis avodah zarah. He didn't offer it avodah zarah. This is merchandise. He sells it to the customers. And the customers, he knows the customers are going to use it to sacrifice for the avodah zarah. If and when the customers will sacrifice it for avodah zarah, then it will become tikruvus. Because, man, that it's not yet sacrificed. Just because doman lemochron, it's emet lekach. So it already becomes osabano. So yes, but there's a machlekes abai verover, or the hazmana milsi, hazmana la milsi. We pass kan hazmana la milsi. Just because it's emet to be used for something later on, it doesn't already have a nisa hanor now. And the Pashto says that even according to Abaye, he holds that Azmana Milsehi. You don't pass. The Gemara says, Machloikis Abaye, Verov is Machloikis Hatanoi. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, around Daphne Ches, points out it's a Machloikis Hatanoi. So you can say this Brisa follows that Tana's opinion. The Tana holds like Abaye. I can't say that either. The Pashto says that even Abaye, even according to the Tana, that Azmana Milsehi, there's a Balamor in the beginning of Sukkah and Daftes, where the Balamor explains. All machlekes abay verove. The Gemara has orig beged lameis. Somebody died already, so the meis is also banur. So the tachrichim that you put on the meis, or the oron that you're going to bury the meis in, is also also banur. It's mishamshe hameis. Not only the meis is also banur, mishamshe hameis also also banur. Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva quotes machlekes achrenim whether this is their eis or their rabbanu. Rabbi Kiveger is assuming that the meis also banur is a din their eis. That's what Tosis assumes. Meis Osman was a din derais, and the Mishamshe Meis, he quotes a machlekes achreinim. Whether that's derais or derabban. Mishlam Melech wasn't even so convinced that the Meis Osman is a din derais. He says the Gemara learns it out, Shom Shom, Vatomash Amiriam, Vatikova Shom, and it says Shom, Vorfu Shom is Egla Banachal, so he learns Shom Shom, Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is Osman, that's a din derais. So the question is this, Zereshav, Shom Shom, Egla Rufa. Just like the Egla Rufa is Osman, so too. Miriam's dead body was also banor. So the Mishlam Melech suggests maybe it's only an asmachta, but he does admit that Tosis says, Mishlam Melech points out, Tosis does assume that it is an Issa Derais. So Rabbi Kiveger is assuming like the Tosis, but he quotes a Machlekes Achrayim, and what about Misham Shemes? For the purpose of this Gemara, it's not too relevant. Whether Misham Shemes or Osa Menator or Osa Menabon, it does make a difference. It's also banor. Then you have a din. A pair of tefillin. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. What about a tefillin zekel? That's tashmishei kedusha. The pair of tefillin is the gufei kedusha. And the tefillin zekel, the kiss shel tefillin, is tashmishei kedusha. So the tashmishei kedusha, also you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. You're not allowed to put in dvarim shel chol into a tefillin zekel. That's if the person wants to put in some prutas for tzedakah into the tefillin zekel when he goes to shul. So let him put it in the talis zekel. The talis zekel is a tashmishei mitzvah. But if you put it in a tefillin zekel, that's considered getting hanor. So the Balamor writes that the Gemara has the machlokes abay verov, where the hazmana milsi, hazmana la milsi, somebody died, and we were orig beged lameis, we prepared tachrich. Well, I have a pair of tefillin, and I make a tefillin zekel, or I buy a tefillin zekel. So does it already have the shame tashmishei kedusha, or the shame shamshi hameis? Because it's Oymed L'Shamesh Es Hameis, I designated it as a Meshamesh Hameis. Abaye holds that Hazmana Milsehi, when you're Mazmin it, that it's going to serve as Meshamesh Hameis or as Meshamesh Kedusha, it already has the status of Tashmish Kedusha, Tashmish Mitzvah, Al Shem Sofa. And Rabbi says no, not until it's actually Meshamesh. What if you have, let's say, the Avodah Zarah itself, or the Hegdash itself, or a person is about to die? Person is a geisus, he's about to die. So you say, a geisus is also banor. No, he's not dead yet. A meis is also banor. Kozman is still alive. He's not also banor. A hegdish, let's say. I told everybody I'm going to donate something to the Beis Hamikdash, but I didn't magdish it yet. I didn't donate it yet. So, because you didn't magdish it yet, it's mutabano. Even Abai will not say hazmana milsi. Abai only says hazmana milsihi. That's how the Balamor claims. Abai only says hazmana milsihi by the mishamshei. It's already called mishamshei hamei, so it's already called tashmishei kedusha. Al shem sof, I have the tefillin and the mace is here. The person died already. And I designated this to serve as Tashmishi Hameis. Abai Hod already gets the shame Mishamshe Hameis. Al Shem Ha'osek. But if you're not talking about the shame Mishamshe, you're talking about the shame Meis or shame Hegdash or shame Avodah Zarah. So when the Nochrim will buy it from the storekeeper knows that this season of the year they're always very religious and they always buy psalmim and they always burn the incense in front of the Avodah Zarah. So if and when they'll burn it in front of the Avodah Zarah, it'll become Tikruvis Abedazar, just because it's Eimed Lekach. No Tana will say, you can't say that this Tana holds like Abaye. There is a Tana who does hold like Abaye, but you can't say this Tana holds like Abaye, Hazmana Milsi. No one says Hazmana Milsi in this case. So this line in the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, work hard on this. What does the line mean?
Is that important for the Sheikhs in India? The Hazmana?
What do you say about Hazmana?
The hair was never actually, the shaitos from India, the whole mess, the hair was never actually used, but it was going to be used for the Hazmana there.
The issue there, according to the first report, supposedly was that they cut off the hair, l'shem tikruvus Avodah Zarah, and then they offer it to the Avodah Zarah. Yeah. So if you cut off the hair, l'shem Avodah Zarah, that's called Zrika HaMishtaberes. The Gemara says, let's say, I buy a salami from the store and I put it in front of the Avodah Zarah, but I didn't slice it. So the Gemara says it's not Osabano. Tikruvus is only Osabano if you do some shvira. If I shecht an animal, so, or I take a stick. This Avodah Zarah is worshipped by taking a stick and breaking it in half. Gemara says, Shiba makal b'faneo, if that's the minig, if that's the way they worship the Avodah Zarah. So if you break a stick, so that's called Zrika HaMishtaberes. Or if you pour wine from a bottle, so the wine is sitting all together, one unit, in the bottle, even though every droplet is separate, but it's sitting all together, that's treated like one unit, chibur. And then when someone starts pouring it in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's called mishtaberes. It's no longer one unit, it is separated. So you need, in order to become asamana, you need to become mishtaberes. So the original reports, which could be that they're probably erroneous, the original report was that they give the haircut the shame Avodah Zarah. So they're cutting off the hair from the head. That's called the Zrika Mishtaberes, and they plan to offer it as Tikruvus to the Avodah Zarah. So if that would have been the case, that would have been Tikruvus. That would have been Asabano. Unless they, yeah. Bittul doesn't help on Tikruvus. Bittul only helps on Avodah Zarah. On Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Noye Avodah Zarah. Let's say there's a pestle that a Nochri worships. And then later on, he decides that this is not a deity. Or another Nochri, he sticks to his guns. He said, this is a deity. Another Nochri says, how could that be the deity? This is the deity. He holds that the tape recorder is the deity. He holds that the shtender is the deity. So each one is mevatel the other guy's Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, there's a deity. If a Nochri is mevatel Avodah Zarah, so it becomes muta b'hano. Even though it started off, it was also b'hano. So the Gemara says, learns that from Psukim. There's a deity of bitulan Avodah Zarah. There's a deity of bitulan noye Avodah Zarah. If you have a pesel that the people worship, and it has earrings and necklaces and dresses on it and whatever. So the Noye Avodah Zarah also become Asabano. But if you get one Nochri to say, I don't believe that that's an Avodah Zarah, so not only does the Avodah Zarah, the Pesel become Mutamano, the Noye also become Mutamano, or the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. Let's say the frying pans that they burn the incense on, so or the altar, whatever, or the menorah, let's place they have a menorah in the base of Avodah Zarah, where they burn oil, the shame of Avodah Zarah, so that's Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, Asabano, but if you get a Nochri to be Mevatlet, let's say the Galach from the church sells it, he's auctioning off, they want to buy a new menorah for the church, or they want to buy a new incense pan, so he sells off the old ones. Or they had candles burning there. So they had tall candles, and it doesn't look nice to burn little candles. So after the tall candles are no longer tall, so they auction it off to the highest bidder. So when the Galach is selling, or the president of the ladies' auxiliary, whatever, when they're selling the candles to the Amoinam, that itself is an act of bittul, because they know it's not going to be used any longer for Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So that's an act of bittul. So he says over here, the Shabbos is over here, what is this? Bittul doesn't help on tikrubis. Bittul does not. You see, if the hair would have really been cut off, the shame and act of avodah zarah, that cutting off, the separating would have been considered as rika hamishtaberes, it would have become osabano. And then the fact that later on they sell the hair and they know that their customers are going to use it for something other than avodah zarah, that would have been an act of bittul, except the Gemara says that bittul doesn't help on tikrubis. Bittul only helps on the avodah zarah mamish and on the noye avodah zarah and on the mishamshe, on the tikrubis, it doesn't help. So this is a shadow. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? V'afal pi sha'achshav, the top line on page 78. V'afal pi sha'achshav, ein amom dimap somen bin mesibah shel avodah zarah. That's what this tosefta adds on. The previous daf he had stam mesibah shel of the kechavim avodah zarah. So if it's avodah zarah, so it's mishamshi avodah zarah. But he says this tosefta is not talking about a mesibah. Nonetheless, shab psam shavahem stam alam machron alam mesibah shel avodah zarah. Therefore, it's still asur. So that's what the Achronim ask. Azman Allah Milsi. V'chol Adeis, Azman Allah Milsi. You say, Mistami, you have to interpret what the Rabbeinu Yoyda means is, he's probably assuming that it was once used in a Misiba Shel Avodah Zarah. It once became Osir, Mitam, Mishamshei. See, if they're selling it on the market to whoever wants to buy, and they know that the Jews are buying, let's say they have the candles. Tosis and Avodah Zarah talks, they used to have candles in the church. So that was Mishamshei Avodah Zarah. And then they would sell it, and the Jews would buy it. So the Jews would buy it. Obviously, the Galach knows that it's not going to be used any longer for Avodah Zarah. So the Galach selling it is an implicit act of bittul. But over here, when they have the samim that were used already, the mesibah shel Avodah Zarah, and already became asav anah. It's not that it's asav anah al shem sofo. No, hazman olam milsi l'chaladeis. He must mean that it was once used in mesibah shel Avodah Zarah, and when they're selling it, the sale itself doesn't constitute an act of bittul, because stomon it's oimed lemachron for another mesibah shel avodah zarah.
Is it also a tikrufes? Or it's not clear what they're using themselves.
Tikrufes.
Tikrufes.
If it's tikrufes, then there's no bittul. Yeah. If it's tikrufes, then there's no bittul.
But if it's being used, then what are they using them some for?
So,
I don't know.
Why don't we say the same thing as the candles?
They're
selling it to Jews, obviously. No, it's not going to be used. And it's a shemosh here. It's not a...
Yeah, if they would be selling it to Jews. Here the Tosefta says, I'm walking outside, hoylach michutz lekrach. I'm not buying it. They're not selling it to me. So the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be interpreting, we assume they must have had a mesibah shel avodah zarah. The rove of mesibahs that they have are the shem avodah zarah. So this... this Zalman became Osir. I don't know, apparently he assumes that it's Osir, not Mitam Tikruvis, it's Osir Mitam Mishamshei. Tikruvis means I'm giving it as a gift to the Avodah Zarah. Mishamshei means I want it to be nice, just like I want to have candles lit, that it should be light. So I want to have Bsamim, that it should smell good, but not that the Bsamim itself is a matana, is a gift to the Avodah Zarah.
So they don't burn Bissam on the Mizbeach like we burn Bissam on the Mizbeach. Wouldn't that be Tikrovis?
Yeah, that would be. If you burn it on the Mizbeach, that would absolutely be Tikrovis. Yeah. And that says Rikam Mishtaberis when you burn it, so it's going to break down into tiny particles. And once it's Tikrovis, there's no bittul, there's nothing to discuss. But the Rabbeinu Yoneps, Lochera, what he's driving at is that it's Mishamshei, and there's no bittul because it's Oimed Lamachran for another Mesibas Avodah Zarah. So it's poorly written, if that's what he means. It's very poorly written. But the way it says, you can't learn the way it says. The simple reading of Rabbeinu Yonah can't be correct. Because something is oimed to serve as a tikrubis, something is oimed to serve as a mishamshei, there is no such din that it's already osur al shem sofo. So what does the Gemara quote? Ha'im halachutz l'krach, ha'iriach rechim, rov av dikram, einam avarach. Rov Yisrael, mavarach. Rov Yisrael, so we assume it's not l'shem av edizar. We assume it's l'ha'ir.
Isn't this a raya
that
you can use
rov
for
safi prophets?
You want to say,
once
the
Rambam,
it could be that he had no
biru,
once it's a
safi. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We pointed out the previous Gemara also. Gemara also, rov nachum, rov Yisrael. Yeah. We should take a look. Mestamer Rav Avadi Yosef quotes this. He has a long tshuva about that. Whether you follow Roy by a Sotik Brach. You have to take a look. is Gemara also, same as the previous Gemara, in the same moment. Sounds like you do follow Roiv. So the first Tana says you follow the Roiv and you can say a bracha on the Psalm. Rabbi Yossi Yem, afilo Rabbi Yisrael nami eino mevarech. Why? We have to be concerned that the, even though rove of the population are Jewish, but there are so many Jewish women who burn psalmim for the sake of kishuv, so that's not oimed l'reach. What does it mean? It means that it's avodah zarah. No, it doesn't mean. The kishuv is not the same as avodah zarah. But it's not oimid l'reach. It's not oimid l'reach. It's oimid l'kishuv. It's a different thing. Very markasha. And there are so many Jewish women who have that practice. Atukula l'kshof and mekatron. All the Jewish women who burn besomim are burning it l'shem kishuv. It's hard to believe. Don't you still have a rov? If rov is the rov of the population are Jewish. So the overwhelming rove of the Jewish population is not going to be burning l'shem kishuv. And for the Gemara, habile miyuta l'kshof and miyuta nami l'gamar sakelim, ishtakach ruva dalav l'recha ovid, ruva dalav l'recha loy mevorech. So the Gemara has an interesting chiddush, at least Rabbi Yossi says like that. It could be that this is what the Tanna Kamma disagrees with. Can you be mitzarif two different miyutim to constitute a roiv? So he says there's a miyut of people who are burning besamim legamer es habigodim legamer es hakelim. Rashi says legamer es levasim bashano es habigodim. You want to put a good reyach into the clothing, so that's not considered oimed lahariach. Why not? When you smell the begodim, you don't say a bracha, huh?
Takes out the odor.
Uh-huh. That's what it sounds like. Al kipashtas. If someone's wearing a beged and it has a reyach, a good reyach, so it sounds like you don't say a broch. So you say because that reyach is only they didn't have cleaners. They didn't have a system like we have to clean out the dirt. So you just used to pour on. Years ago, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and all the founding fathers there, all the people, they didn't take a bath. Took a bath once a year, and Yom Kippur. They didn't take a bath so often, so they would smell awful, so they would pour more perfume. So all the perfume they poured on a body was just lahavir es hazum or lahavir es hareach ra. So that's what the practice was, that they didn't wash the begodim so often. Or when they didn't, I guess maybe they did wash begodim, but when they didn't want to bother to wash the begodim, so they would pour in perfume. They would be ma'ashin it with besamim. So maybe that's lahavir es hareach ra. Okay. So if the people are burning besamim in order la'ashin es habegodim, so also that's not called oimid lahariach. The whole thing is oimid lahavir es hazuama. Maybe that's the pshat. So the Gemara says there's a chveis. 30% of the people who are burning psalmim all year long, not only on Matzoy Shabbos, are doing so lagamer es habgodim. And 30%, unfortunately, of the Jewish women are also involved in kishuv. So that kishuv, the burning psalmim, is not avodah zarah, but it's not oimed l'reach. So if you have 30 plus 30. Is 60%. So even though it's not a roiv mishem echod, it's a roiv mishnei shemes, but still, it's mitzdarf yachad to constitute a roiv. There is a machlokes in choshemish, but if you have a din Torah, let's say you have a din Torah with three dayanim, and each dayan disagrees with the other two. One dayan develops a whole theory, and he says that Reuven is pater. The other two dayanim both agree, bottom line, Reuven is chaya, but each one develops a different theory. So nobody agrees with anything that anybody else said. So there's the Shach quotes a machlokes achrayim about that. Can you say that you go baser roiv because it's 2-1 that Reuven is chayiv? I say it's not 2-1 that Reuven is chayiv. The three dayanim, each one gave another pilpul, and the other two don't agree with. And each pilpul that each one gave, the other two dayanim don't agree. So every opinion that the dayanim gave is outvoted 2-1. So you're left with nothing. I am mitzarf together raiv mishnei taimim. So that I can understand. That I can understand that some achronim hold that not. You cannot be mitzarif haroiv mishnei taimim because each of the three opinions was outvoted 2-1. The first dayan gives it, develops a whole theory, the other two disagree. The second one develops a theory, the other two disagree. The third one, better. So everything was outvoted 2-1. I bottom line, two of them stay the same. No, but they're not staying the same. He says Reuben is chai for this reason. He says Reuben is chai for that reason. And each one disagrees with the other one's reason. So that I can understand that there should be some achronim say that it's not a good right. But over here, according to the Pasha, that this is a good right. No? If 30% of the Jewish women who are burning the samim are doing so, the gameres akelim. And 30% of the Jewish women who are burning the samim are doing so, the shame kishuv. So 30 and 30 is 60. So 60%. 60% of all the samim that's being burnt at any given time is a right. So 60% of all the psalmim is not the shame reya. I can understand that.
Everybody is tired.
I mean, can you say that the Bezdin Paskin? You can't say he's potter, but can you say that the Bezdin Paskin chayim? That will also be a problem if all three say chay, but for different reasons. And no one agrees. It's 2-1. Each svara is upvoted 2-1. And bottom line, all three say the same. That is chayv. But also be a shayv. Do you have a psak bezin? Do you have a psak bezin that the guy is chayv? So I can see a machlekes achrayim over there, even a unanimous vote. But no one agrees with anybody else. But over here, lechorit, here it's not a shayv of a bezin. It's just a shayv. 30% are burning psamim legamer sakem. The 30% are burning psamim. The shame kishuv. So you have 30 or 60. So 60% of the psalmim is not daimed lahariach. I don't know why some achrenim make a fuss over here. That it shouldn't be mitztarif yachad because it's not mishem echad. So what? The whole machlech is only by a bezdin I can understand. Here, I don't see why it should pose a problem at all. So I want to distinguish between a rubid isukam or a rubid lesukam. Why? Why should it make such a distinction? I don't see it. What does the Gemara continue? Amar Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the Amoraim in Bavel would know what it's all about. Tveria, Tzipori, what it's all about. But Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Amahalach Barish Shabbosis B'Tveria, Mosai Shabbos B'Tzipori, B'Riach Rea, Enem Evar. Why? Because Cheskasa means the Rubid Aleisa Kamon. The Roiv is that in Tveria the practice was that there used to be megameres habegodim on Erev Shabbos. And in Tzipori, the practice was, there used to be megamer all of the begodim on Metzoy Shabbos. So he says, if that's the roiv, that it's not oimed lohariach, so then you don't see a bracha on that. So either Rabbeinu Yoina has a yesh mefarshim, a snazi interpretation. There is a gemara in the end of Shabbos, here on page 78, on the first wide line, you have narrow lines, then you have wide lines after the narrow lines. Yesh mefarshim shal ze omru b'shabbos kuf yutches and beis yehi chalki emachnisei shabbos b'tveri motzi shabbos b'tzipori. I wish I could be every Friday afternoon in Tveria and every motzi shabbos in Tzipori. Why does he want to be in Tveria erev Shabbos and Tzipori motzi shabbos? So he says, some say based on Agmar, Shabbat Tver, Yehoi Megamer Makelem, Be'yar B'Shabbos, because the whole city would smell beautiful. On Erev Shabbos in Tver, everybody, most of the people will Megamer Es HaBedvadim. And in Tzipori, on Metzoy Shabbos, they will be Megamer. Also look for Shabbos. Also look for Shabbos. Kidi Kasvinam. He says, Aval Rashi Zal Pirish, but Rashi there, Masech HaShabbos, gives a different interpretation. What does Rashi say? That Tver Yomed is Begay. And Tzipori is Amedes Bahar. So therefore what? If you're in a valley, so the appearance is as if the sun sets earlier. Alpidin, that's not considered sunset. Just because you're in a valley and the sun is like over here, you have the Palisades on the western side, so when the sun sets on Friday, all the people on Benin Avenue have to be Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before the Shkia. So you got to have Mincha 40 minutes before the Shkia. So, according to the Balatanya, you do. Balatanya says that Gemara is a din midirabbanan. It's a real din midirabbanan. It's usually assumed, not like the Balatanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch like that, it's usually assumed that that's a midas chasidus. That's a midas chasidus. That what? That if you're in a valley, alpidin, the sunset is determined by what time would the sun have set if everything would have been at sea level. And let's say you're on top of a mountain. So the sun sets later. The sun sets later. So we ignore the fact that you're on top of the mountain. We determine sunset alpidin by if, as if this location, this latitude and longitude on the globe would have been at sea level. That's alpidin. So, but the practice was the people didn't have. It's hard to tell when sunset would have been. If it would have been, the Naval Observatory has a whole chart so to tell you when there's a way in physics and mathematics to calculate when sunset would have been if this latitude and longitude would have been at sea level. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have these calculations. So that's why Tzipori was on top of a mountain. Tzipori was on top of a mountain. So what? So Metzoy Shabbos, they had to wait longer. Because it appeared to them as if the sun set later. And Tveria was in a valley, so it appeared to them as if the sun was setting earlier on Erev Shabbos. So that's why they were Moshe Mechoyla Lakodesh on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi interprets over there on Kuf Yud Ches and Shabbos. Rashi is Alpiresh. That's not the reason why Yehei Chelki, why the Tana says, I wish I could always be in Tveri on Erev Shabbos and Tzipurim and Tzoy Shabbos because the Megamer Misagelim, because the whole city smells from the Psalmim. No, and that's in a different reason, because the people on Mekabel Shabbos earlier in Tveri, and they're Moisim Mechoel Al HaKodesh on Tzoy Shabbos later in Tzipurim, because this is on top of a mountain, this is in a valley. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in the Hilchos Mincha and Reish Lamed Gimel. Quotes the Maharil that in Germany they always daven mincha after the shkia. So he says, "Ha'itochin, how can they daven mincha after the shkia?" So he says, "No." He says that Germany is in a valley. All Germany is in a valley, and it appears as if it's shkia, but it's really not shkia. It's only shkia because the sun is blocked by the mountains. Someone told me that if I ran for 1 or 2 minutes, it wouldn't have been for if you daven mincha 20 minutes after the shkia. It's not such a deep valley. I don't know. But that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maril. The official teretz. Why in Germany? You always daven mincha after the shkia. So the Maril says it's based on this Gemara and Shabbos. That sunrise and sunset. The Gemara happens to be talking about sunset. But we assume the same. Sunrise and sunset doesn't depend on the perception of the sun setting and the sun rising, but rather when it would have been setting if it would have been sea level. Same shot, let's say a person is in an airplane. So the airplane is very high above the ground. So the sun rises, the sun appears to the passengers in the airplane. The sun appears to be, you can see the sun shining, and you look down on the ground below, it's dark. Because you're so high up, and you can still see the sun when it's time for the sun to set. So on the ground below, the sun already set. But you're so high up, so you can still see the sun. So that's what's usually assumed, even though you're not on the ground level. You can say, yeah, you follow sea level if you're on the ground. Maybe if you're on the airplane, maybe you follow, that's a new ground level. So somehow we don't assume like that. We assume that if the person is above a location on the ground, there's man for zrich and shki, and so is man kriyashman, so is man tfilon, whatever, is determined by the location below. People travel a lot of times there to Yisrael. So they go to sleep on the plane. Then they wake up. When they're waking up, it's already after Chatzos. And they're waking up, they're saying Birchas HaShachar, and Davening Shacharis, it's way after. The Zman, we assume, is determined by the Zman on the ground level below. Anyway, that's the two Pshatim in the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara has a whole list of Tanoim and Amoraim. Each one says, I wish I could always do this Midas Chasidus. Each one has a different Midas Chasidus. So this is one of them. Yehei Chelki, he wishes he could always be in Tveri on Erev Shabbos, and in Tzipori on Matzoi Shabbos. So that's a Shaila why. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yesh Mefarshim based on Agimar, because that's when the whole city smells Gevaldik, because that's when they're being Megamer Sakel. And Rashi over there does not learn like that. Right. So they showed me that there's a website, and you can determine on the website exactly how many minutes after you leave, what location is it going to be? Sozman Krishma, Sozman Trila. If the plane is 10 minutes late, the plane is 40 minutes late. They have everything is there. All the details are there. Yeah. Yeah. What does the Gemara have in the last line? Tan Rabbanim Halach Bashuk Shel Akun. He's walking in the street, either Shel Avoda Zara or Shel Nochrim. However you read the word Akum, Ovdei Kochavim Mazolos or Avodas Kochavim Mazolos Nisratz Elohariya Hareza Choyte. If he's mechaving to the Reach Toiv, that's an aver. And if he's not mechaving, then it's not an aver. But he smells the Reach Toiv anyway. And we're talking about Reach Shel Avoda Zara. So Reach Shel Avoda Zara is also Bano. Kol Maru Rechem Bei Mishul Meilo. So the Gemara says it's not really the same. It's only kol amare zein bo mamish. But reach is considered yesh bo mamish. And reach, there's no me'ila only by the reach haktoris lachash also timrosoi. And the reason why there's no me'ila, because ein lo chadovish and asis mitzvosa malam. It's already nasis mitzvosa. But if it be a dovish alavid izare, even after also timrosoi, it's still going to remain asabano. So what does it say in the Braise? If nisratza lahariach, harezach, if it's not nisratza lahariach, then it's mutter, then he's not a chayte. But he knows he's getting hanor. He knows whenever he walks in the street, he gets hanor from the reach of the avodah zarah. Smells good. So that's a gemara in Psochim, around Daf Chof Hei. The gemara has a whole, the gemara presents the machloikis hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, by Dov Sheinu Miskaven, by the mutter erasa. So we pass on Dov Sheinu Miskaven as mutter. So the gemara says, based on Dov Sheinu Miskaven means on doing of Pula Hamuteris, namely I'm walking in the street. You're allowed to walk in the street. There's no there to walk in the street. But at the time that I'm walking in the street, I know in advance that I may or may not violate a certain aver. I may or may not get hanor from the smelling the bus of b'cholav. I may or may not get hanor from the reach of the avodah zarah. Or let's say they're baking freshly baked bread on Pesach. The goyim are baking bread. And when you pass by the bakery, sometimes it smells good, sometimes it can't smell anything. Depends where they put the bread. So on Pesach, you're not allowed to get hanor. You're not allowed to walk up to the store in order to smell the pleasant reach of the freshly baked bread. I'm not walking up to the store. I'm walking down the block. I'm walking to shul on Pesach. So I'm doing a pula hamuteris walking down the block, knowing in advance that it may or may not turn out that there will be a pula hasura. So usually that's called Dov Sheinu Miskaven. So Dov Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. What if I'm doing Pula Hamuteris? I don't know about Dois. It's a psikresha. If I know about Dois, that there will be a Pula Hasura. So then psikresha is awesome. So here, so Taisu says the only time it's mutter to walk down the block, and you know that there may be Reach, fragrant Reach Shalav Edizor, is only if there may or may not be. If it's not a psikresh, if you know in advance that there's always, whenever you walk on this block, there's always a fragrant smell of avodah zarah psamim that's burning over there. So according to Taisus, it's also. Whenever there's a psikresh, it's also. The only time it's mutter is when there's no psikresh. And the Ran in Chulin disagrees with this Taisus in Psochim. Taisus says the whole Gemara must be talking that there's no psikresh. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says no. Even if there is a psikresh, it's still mutter. Unless he's Nisratza Lahariach. Nisratza Lahariach. I'm walking there, I want to get Hanoah. So then it's a Maisa Hamahana. So you're not allowed to. When you say things are Rasabano, Abasa Bukhalav is Rasabano. Or you say Abadizor, Reach Shal Abadizor. Abadizor is Rasabano. So the Ran holds the only time you're in violation of Isiri Hanoah is if you do a Maisa Hamahana. But if he's not doing a Maisa Hamahana, he gets Hanoah de Memele. So the Gemara seems to assume that that's Mutam. So if you hold Dov Sheinu Miskaven Mutter, so the Maisa of walking down the block doesn't relate to getting a Hanor. He's walking down the block, that's Mutter. And he's not really interested in smelling the Rech. If he's Nisratza L'Rech, he has both intentions, then the walking down the block is a Maisa Hamahana. But if he's not really interested... So the Gemara says the only time it's Mutter is... The Gemara has two versions. So one opinion in the Gemara there in Pesachim is the only time it's mutter is if it's e'efsher v'loy kamechavim. E'efsher, that this is the shortest distance. The normal way to walk to shul or to walk to the train station, whatever, is to walk over here. You're going to tell me that because they're always frying basar b'chol over there and it smells good, or because they're always burning k'toris l'avodah zarah and it smells good, so you're going to tell me I have to walk around and around, it's going to take me longer. So if it's going to take longer, so that's called e'efsher. If the shortest distance is to walk over here, so that's called e'efsher. The loy kol mechaven, I'm not interested in getting hanoah. So the maisa of walking down the block is not called the maisa hamahana. So that's what the Ran learns pshat, that even though it is a situation, it's still muta. Tosfos says the only time it's muta, this whole discussion is only if it's not a situation. And the Ran says even if it is a situation, because for hanoah you have to have a maisa hamahana. And the mice of walking down the block is not called the mice amahana. That's called walking down the block. But this is the whole sugya there. Igmar has two versions. We paskin that Dov Shem is kavin mutter, so would we only be mater if it's e'efsher v'loy kamachavin, or even if it's efsher v'loy kamachavin? I can either walk to the right or to the left, equally. I can walk on this side of the street, on that side of the street. It's not a big tirch, I have to walk anyway. To that direction. So I can either walk on this side of the street, then cross over, or I can walk cross over, then walk down the block. If I walk down the block on the other side, I won't be smelling the Avodah Zarah Bechlal. So that's two Lashonos in the Gemara, two opinions in the Gemara Masechet Berurah. According to Rab Shimon, that Dov Shem is Kaven is Mutter, would he say it even if it's easily avoidable, Efsher, V'loy Kamechaven is also Mutter, or would he only say it by E'efsher V'loy Kamechaven? That's two lashonos. But if it's e'efsher v'loy kamachavin, then for sure, the Shimon would say that it's mutter. So that's what the Brisa says. If you're walking down the block with a double intention, number one, he wants to get from one location to the other. Number two, he wants to enjoy the reach of the Avodah Zarah. So then it's kamachavin. So then he's getting hanoah from Avodah Zarah. Then it's us. This Brisa is assuming that if he's not Nisratza Lohariach, then he's not a Choyte. So the Brisa is only works out if you hold like Reb Shimon. Dov Shem is Kavan Mutter. According to Reb Yudah, Dov Shem is Kavan is Asa. So even if he's not Nisratza Lohariach, he knows in advance that on this block sometimes they burn Ktoris and it's going to smell good. So he knows in advance that there may be a problem. So this Brisa is Lalocha, that Dov Shem is Kavan is Mutter. Then the Gemara quotes on the top line on Nun Dalal Beis, and the Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah that Eimavachem Alaner Ashiye Osu LaOro. There is an interesting the Raivet and the Balamor learned for Chavrus, so they have Hasogas on each other's svar. The Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Rif, and the Raivet wrote Hasogas on the Balamor, and the Raivet wrote the Sefer Bali on Nefesh and Hilchas Nida. And Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Bali on Nefesh. Here, there's a Hasoga from the Raivet on the Balamor. It's a little unclear to me where the Raivet saw in the Balamor that he's in disagreement with him. If you look on page 78, on the top of the second column in the Hasogas HaRaivet, V'lo kamo shezeh soiver, not like this Rabbi Balamor thinks. There's a machlokes achrayim about this. When you say the bracha bar miyari ho'esh, is it a bichas hanenin, so the bracha should be recited in advance of getting the hanoah? Or is it a bichas hashevach, so maybe the bracha should be recited bedavke after getting hanoah? So someone asked this to Rabbi, it's a machlokes achrayim. So someone asked that the Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, so he has an issue, so he thinks he doesn't go into any pilpulim, he doesn't bring any rice, he just thinks that the bracha should be recited before you get on. He thinks that it's a bichas hanen. The objection that the other achrayim have is you don't say a bracha bar miyor hesh every time you get hanoah from life. You only say a matzoi Shabbos, reminiscent of the fact that the Rabbi Shlom taught the Adam Arishan how to harness the power of a fire on Matzoi Shabbos. It's really a bichas hashevach. It's not a bichas hanen. It's problematic. Anyway, so the Raivid somehow understood in the Sefer Hamor, I don't know exactly where, the Raivid saw in the Sefer Hamor that he thinks that you have to say the bracha after you get hanor. But lo kamosh is esayber. Not like Aben Ezrachi thinks she ishtamish lioro deachakach yivorech. No. Achaye also the aura means you have to be so close that you theoretically would have been able to get hanor. But not that you already got hanor. No, the bracha should dafka be recited. Not oy v'las yosim, that's by mitzvah, but before you get to hanor. Before you get to hanor. There is such a machlokes hanor. So that's how the first mandama says. Amar Rav Yehuda Marab, when it says in the Mishnah, she yosero, lo yose yosim amish. Not that you first get hanor and then you say the broche, elo kol shilo emet b'ko. And you don't even have to be so close that you can get hanor. If there is a lantern that's not on top of a pole, then no one can get hanor. The lantern is down near the ground, and if people would stand by, they'd be able to read a newspaper, they'd be able to read a sefer. So even though it's a half a block away, and it absolutely doesn't give any light over here, but I can easily walk over. If I'd walk over, I'd be able to get hanor. So that's what he says. Lo yosi yosem mamish. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says you shouldn't understand the Mishnah that first you get hanor, then you say bar miyareish. Alukoshi lo anid b'kar b'nishtamish liyora. If I would have been standing close to the lantern, I could have read, I could have gotten hanor from the fire. Even though I'm far away, I can still say bar miyareish. That's considered yosi liyora. B'chein Amarav Ashi. Berichok makam shanina. He's very far away. You can still say the bracha. Not only do you not have to first get hanor, you don't even have to be so close that you'll be able to get on up. But it should be such a flame that theoretically, if you would have come close, you would have been able to get on up. Veg Makasha Meisve, it says in the Tosefta, Hoselanet Munimecheko, but Panos, Oshirosh al Heves, Lenishtamish Lior, Nishtamish Lior, Rosh al Heves, and Vivarachat Shir Shal Heves, Vishtamesh Lioro. He has to be Mishtamesh. You have to see the Shal Heves, you have to be Mishtamesh Lioro. So the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, what do the words mean? How is that possible that he got benefit from the lantern without seeing the flame? So the Gemara says, there's an L-shaped room, and the lantern is on one bar, and I'm on the other bar of the L. And I can't see the flame in the lantern, but it illuminates the whole area. Okay? So that's in Shtamish Liyov and Rosh Al-Heves, you don't say the Baruch Ben Reish. How do you have fakir? How can you have Rosh Al-Heves L'Nishtamish Liyor? Echem Ashkach Aslo. So one could have interpreted, you have to first get Hanor. So that nobody holds. Nobody. That's what the Balmor is saying. That's what the Raibit is saying. Nobody holds like that. The Gemara just has a machlokes. That's not what it means. You have to first get Hanor. So one opinion is, you have to be so close that you would have been able to get hanor. The other opinion, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Chena Amarav Ashi, you don't even have to be so close that you could have gotten hanor, even if it's Berichot Mokheim, but the lantern is in a location where if you would have been close by, you would have gotten hanor. So that's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Lav, the Mirchako, it's far away. And that says that he can't say Bar Miyareish Rosh Al Heves. He sees the flame. But Loi Nishtamish Lor. To translate it, Kipshut Nishtamish. That's out of the question. Nobody holds like that. But it doesn't it sound like you have to be so close that you have to be able to get Anoya at the time that you're reciting a bracha Lav the Mirchako? Moses says Lo. That's not what it means. But it rather means Gigon the Ami of Yazlo. If you have a flame that's on its way going out, so that doesn't lend itself to be Mishtamish Liora. Sometimes people don't have a candle for Havdalah, so they light two matches, and the matches are just about to go out any second. Mamish literally, Am Yovi Yazlot. They're about to go out. So the Gemara says you cannot say Bar Miyari Hoesh on such a flame. That's Am Yovi Yazlot. That's not called Oymid Lehishtamish Lo. You don't need literally Asheyosulor. You do require that it should be Roy Lehishtamish Lo. Well, Ishtamish means that it's going to hang around for an hour or so. It's going to be around. Not that it's about to go out any second.
Shifter?
Yeah.
If someone had two lighters, two cigarette lighters, to put them together, that becomes as I mean, that's all right, because they let go of the
goes out.
They keep going, but they're not going to be holding it for an extended period of time. They could theoretically hold it for an extended period of time.
but they're probably not going to. So the Pashtus is that that's like Amir Yazlo. That's not Oymed to remain like that for too long. Probably cannot say.
No.
Because Birchas Hanenu we always say the yeshiva, and Birchas HaMitzvah you say, or Birchas Shevach you say Bamina. So you're proving, he says, the Gemara is proving that it's a Birchas HaShevach, because you only say it once a month. Yeah, we don't say every day. So that's the proof that it's not a Birchas Hanenu. So maybe you have to say Bamir. In Simen Ches, in Hilchas Tzitzis, they have the rule. The Magen Avraham has the rule. The Birchas Hanenu, and you can say B'Yeshiva. Birchas HaShevach should be recited B'Amida. Okay? It's an interesting touch. It's an interesting touch. So again, so what are the... So there are three ways to interpret over here. The one way, it doesn't appear in the Gemara at all. Asher Yosel Or to be taken literally. That's what the Raibit is Masek on the Balamor. No, I don't know what the Balamor said that led him to believe that he read the Gemara like that. But he says, he sees in the Gemara that that's not correct. You don't need first to get on Or. Gemara just had two ways to read Asher Yosel Or. Asher Yosel Or means you should be in a location where you're roy to get Hanor from the Or on there, but you don't have to actually get Hanor yet until after you... Until after you say the bracha. You don't have to get Anor even after you say the bracha. You just have to be in a location close enough to get Anor. And the other opinion is, you don't even have to be close enough to the flame to get Anor. It just, the flame should be such a flame that Bimkoma, where it is, it could give Anor, to the exclusion of Am Yaviyazlo. Yeah. But what did the Nachma said, the Braisa, the Tosefta require two conditions. One condition appears in the Mishnah, Asher Yeyoso La'ora, Chi Yishtamish Li'ora. And Yishtamish La'ora is not to be taken literally. Mar has the two Pshatim, either you're close enough, or the Ner is Roy, the Yishtamish Bon. The other condition is, Asher Yire Shal Heves, he has to see the flame. To the exclusion of, if it's in the other side of the room, the Keren Zovis, so you don't see the flame, then you don't see a bracha. When else do you not see the flame? If the lantern, if you have a lantern and the flame is bepanos, a panos is a lantern. So Rashi writes bashoshes. What does that ashoshes mean? Ashoshes, the Gemara earlier talks about ashoshes as a glass container that you can see through the glass. The Gemara draws a distinction, where is it? The end of the third parak. The Gemara draws a distinction between Soa Bashoshes as opposed to Erva Bashoshes. One is not permitted. Here it's on the sixth wide line on Daf Chav Hei Amid Beis. Omar Roiva. Soa Bashoshes Mutar Likris Kriyashma Kenegdom. You have two psukim, all by the soldiers in the army. It said the soldiers have to have a shovel on their backpack, and when they have a tsoa, so they have to cover it over. V'shavta v'chisisa es teresech. Yossi tiloch alazin echo. You need kisui. So what if there's tzoya and it's under a glass cover and everybody can see the tzoya through the glass? So Rava says that's okay. Tzoya bashoshes, it's covered. Mutar likris kriyas shma kenegdo. What if there's a person who's undressed and he's behind the glass window? Erva bashoshes, also likris kriyas shma kenegdo. Why? Tzoya bashoshes, mutar likris kriyas shma kenegdo. Why? Because tzoya b'kisui tal yamilsa. V'ho mechasya. Error depends on La Yira B'chor. It depends on istaklus, on riyah. So you can see through the glass, so that doesn't help. You're not permitted to say divrei Torah, brachas, if there's erev hashoshes. And if there's erev hashoshes, and you can see through the hashoshes, it's a glass hashoshes. So then the Gemara says you are able to recite the bracha keneged the tzor. Why? So there are two ways to read the Gemara here. The simple way to perhaps to read the Gemara is that whenever the tzor is mechusa, whenever the tzor is mechusa, so it doesn't have a din of tzor. That's the pasuk. V'shaptan v'chisis es se'asecha. So the kisei doesn't necessarily have to be with offer. The Chumash is talking a person has yosati l'chal azinecha. He has a shovel. And he's going to cover over the tzoyo, the meraglayim, with offer. So here the Gemara says, even if it's not mechusa with offer, what if the tzoyo is mechusa with a glass container? It's also called mechusa. Sure. The tzoyo that's mechusa is mutar. That's if you work on the assumption that there's no din of re'iyas tzoyo. That's a machlek, is the Rosh and the Rashbo on this Gemara. What's it in? Let's say a person is in one room and he looks out the window and he sees tzoa on the street. That kind of tzoa that you're not allowed to daven. So esa klovim is a question. So esa klovim. The Gemara quotes the machlokes satanoim, and the maskana is that tzoa esa klovim, that's an omer aleph, I think. The maskana is the Gemara, that tzoa esa klovim is not a problem, only tzoa es bnei adam, only tzoa es chasulim. Some of the gedolim in Europe 100 years ago said that bizman hazeh, that they feed the dogs human food. There are some people who are so poor they can't afford to buy food, so they buy dog food from the store and they eat that. There are many people who eat dog food. So apparently some of it is Reil Achilasar. So maybe that's for some taina, that if the dogs eat the same kind of food that people eat, so maybe the Tzoyas HaKlom has the same din as Tzoyas HaShayla. So let's say you have some kind of tzoya in the middle of the street that does pose a problem. Let's say they had a baby, had a dirty diaper, and they left a dirty diaper in the street. So I'm davening upstairs and the window is wide open and I'm looking outside. I'm directly facing the tzoy, but the tzoy is in a different rishus. So that's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashbo. Is there a din that that tzoya that you can see that's in a different rishus is still a problem? Or that doesn't pose a problem at all? See, if you hold that when you see tzoya doesn't pose a problem, the whole din only is if you're in the same rishus with it. So then Gemara says if it's covered over, so the ashoshes is a kisoy. What if you hold that if you see tzoya that poses a problem? The Rosh holds, if you see tzoya, you know, I'm in one room and the tzoya is in the other room. If I see the tzoya, I'm not allowed to dab. Even though it's not a violation of Kedushas Mokum. My machaneh kodesh. My machaneh, where I am, my room, there is no tzoya. In the other room, there's tzoya. So according to the Rosh, it's still a problem. If you see tzoya, it's still a problem. So how does the Gemara say that tzoya b'ashoshes is okay? So the Rosh behechreach must have understood the Gemara that his taklus derech hashoshes is not called riyah. That's the shadow that the achrenim talk about. Can you say kiddush levana if you're looking at the moon through your glasses, or do you have to take off the glasses? That's why Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it on this daf on chofeim and beis in the Gilyani Hashas. If you're looking through a window, a person sees the moon through the window. Can he say kiddush levana? Is his taklus derech hashoshes? Is that called the riyah? Or is not called. So I'm going to get there, but the Gemara says it is called riyah. When again to tzoa, there are two ways to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tzoya b'kisa tali milsa v'ha mechasya." What do you mean mechasya? It means since the tzoya is mechusa, so it's bottle the whole din of tzoya. The Gemara say, or the Gemara means to say, no, not bottle the whole din of tzoya. The tzoya remains tzoya, but since you're looking through an ashoshes, so therefore you don't see the tzoya. That's why it's mutter. It's taklus derech ashoshes is mutter. That's the shayla over here. How do you read our Gemara? Our Gemara says you only say bari miyari ho'eish ashe yoselor ashe yehone ashe yishtamish. So there were two pshatim in yishtamish. There were not three, there were two. Two pshatim, either you're close enough that it's roi lehishtamish, or you can be very far away, but the ner is such that it's roi lehishtamish. Okay, to the exclusion of ma'am yobi ozla. And then you also have to have ashe yiris ashal heves. But if it's an apanos, then you can't see it. So Rashi learns apanos is ashoshes. Ashoshes should be usually assumed as a glass. As a glass cover. So even though I can see the flame through the glass cover, that's no good. That's what it sounds like in Rashi. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashbo, who says, no, the panos is a panos shel barzel. That has, you cannot see the flame inside. But if he can see the flame, derech ha'ashashis, so the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, that's not a problem. But Rashi seems not to agree. Rashi writes that panas means ha'ashashis. Ha'ashashis usually means a glass that it is that is transparent, that you can see through it. Rashi holds over here, this is not called Riyah. Ache yireh is ha'shalheves, yes, the seed of shalheves, not mechusa. If he only sees it through the ha'shashis, that's not called Riyah. Wow. That's how the Rosh read the Gemara before, on Daf Chofeme base. That's machlok the Rosh and the Rashba, when the Gemara says, Soya bikisu italya rachmana. Doesn't mean that soya that's mechusa is not called soya. So it doesn't necessarily have to be mechusa with offer, it can be mechusa with ashashis also. So this mechusa doesn't have a din of soya. Oh no, the Gemara means to say, not that it's not soya, there's no histaklus in the soya. Since you're looking through an ashashis, that's not called riyah.
Still has to be covered. In other words, nobody says that.
It should follow, you have to take off your glasses. Yeah, according to Rashi, you have to take off your glasses when you say Havdalah, that's right. Because you're looking derech ha'ashashis, and that's not called riyah. Yeah. It should follow, according to Rashi. Shadis, do we have to be choshish for Rashi? The Beis Yosef quoted the Rashba.
Is there really a difference between glass which is meant to help you see better and glass which is just there to be covering?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can say it's revital to you that you can't see so well, that's why one is wearing glasses. Mm.
That's a good taina. That's a very sharp taina.
You have the glasses so you can see better.
Yeah, that's what he says. The glasses make you see better. So maybe that is called David. Maybe not. Not the same as
looking through. I remember when you make the bracha on the bowl, he said it was also mamish through glass.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it wasn't choshish for the rush.
It's not choshish for the rush. Okay? We can leave the glasses on. Okay. What does the Gemara continue? Tanu Rabbanan. Another price. The Gecholim Lachshas Mevarchem Aleim. Omer Moshe Mevarchem Aleim. Why? The Gecholim, if they just if they have big flames that are jumping, Lachshas, big flames that are jumping, that's an ash that's going to be around for a while. It's not going to go out in the next half a minute. But Omer Moshe means that the coals are burning. If you put the hand on, you'll burn your fingers. But the flames are not jumping up high. So that's not called Roi Lehishtamishbo. The coals are roilish tamish, but the eish, it's not a shalheves that's roilish tamish. So the Gemara wants to know hechidami lochshes. What's the definition? Amrachis the kolshin lemachnis letochen kisim v'dolekas ne'alel. If the flames are so powerful, they're jumping up, and they're so hot that if you put a splinter of wood in, the splinter would catch flame right away. Wouldn't have to hold it there for a long time. Then the Gemara is not sure. How do you spell the word omamos? With an aleph or with an ayin? So the Gemara is poshed from a posik in Yecheskel, that the word omamos is spelled with an ayin. Okay. The Gemara has such shilas in Eridin. Kate said ma'abrim, whether ma'abrim is with an aleph or with an aver. The Loshan Avram, ma'abrim is with an ayin, like an ishim mulberes. Or yoimedom, whether the word yoimedom in the beginning of a masechus is spelled with an aleph, is spelled with an ayin. It boils down to the same thing, but it's just a question, what's the more correct spelling? They're both correct spelling. Which is the more correct spelling? Here also it means the same thing, but the more correct spelling is with an ayin. Okay. So the first opinions in the Gemara, Wahu, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and Rav Ashi, they say you don't even have to be so close that you can actually get Hanoi right now. As long as the flame, Bimkoma, Bimokam Shahu, if I would walk over half a block away, I would be able to get Hanoi. Even though I'm half a block away, I can just faintly see the flame, that's good enough. And Robert disagrees. Rav Omar, Ache Yeyosu Mamish. So that's the Shaila, how do you read Rava? So the Rabin read the Balamor, that the Balamor read Rava, literally, Achiosa Mamish. You have to first get the Hanoah, and then say the Bracha. And Rashi learns, Rashi and the Rabin learn, no, that's not what Rava meant. Yeosa Mamish just means you have to be so close that you are able to get Hanoah, where you are. Fregmor v'kaman, how much light, how close do you have to be that you could have gotten hanor. How much hanor do you have to have in order to read the tiny letters on the bottom of the rosh or something like that? So you got to have very good light. So how close do you have to be that it should be called, according to Rav, that it should be a yosel or the kama? How much hanor? Amarulah kleshiaka ben isel lepunyo. When I put my hand in my pocket, I can tell the difference between a penny and a nickel and a diamond and a quarter without even looking at it. I can tell the difference by size. They must have had two different coins that were the same size, or approximately the same size. And the way to tell the difference is by looking at whose picture it has on it. So if the flame gives enough light where you are standing, according to Rava, you can discern the difference between one coin and the other coin by looking at whether it has George Washington or Abraham Lincoln's picture on the dollar bill. So that's called getting hanor. You're close enough to get hanor. Chizkia, the Rabbeinu Yonah learns that Chizkia is being a little more machmir, not just saying another Chizkia Makadesh, Yaka Bein Meluzma Shel Tverya Le Meluzma Shel Tzipori. What is a meluzma? So the Orach on the side, he quotes, also Matbeya. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says, or Rashi says, a Mishkol, away. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what are they saying? The exact same thing? So he thinks, no, that Chizkia needs that you should be even closer, that you should be able to, this is a more dakas dika difference between meluz mishal tver and meluz mishal tzipare. This is already more dakas dika, except for that you need more light. So the Gemara says, each Amora followed his own practice. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, even if it's a half a block away, and if you would walk down the half a block, you'd be able to get on Noah, so you can already say Bar Mi'areish now. Rabbi Yehuda used to be Mevorach, he said Bar Mi'areish ad debay ad the daila, who had a lantern a half a block away. Rava Mevarech, and Rava held that you have to be so close that you actually can get Anoeh. So Rava had a next-door neighbor who used to have a lantern hanging. Apparently he himself lived in the dark. Rava lived in the dark, Amatoisham, didn't turn on any lights. So Rava used to say the brocha, or maybe all of his lanterns were covered over Apanos. Maybe that's why he couldn't see on his own. So the only one had an open lantern that you can see the Shalhevis was his next door neighbor, so Rav HaMavarach Ad Beguria Bar Chomer. He followed his opinion. That's how Rashi writes. Each one followed his own opinion. Abaye, we don't know where this fellow lived. Abaye Mavarach Ad Bei Bar Avua. Yeah, we don't know where did Bar Avua live. Was it his next door neighbor and said the same as Rav? Or did he live down the block and he's saying the same as Rav? So it's unclear. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, there are some mitzvahs, let's say, tefillin. You have to go out of your way, stand on your head in order to get a pair of tefillin. You have to, tzitzis, you're not mechuyev to put on a four-corner garment in order to be chayv in tzitzis. If you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you're chayv to have tzitzis. The Balei HaTos is right in Menachos that our practice is that we always put on a four-corner garment in order to be chayv in tzitzis. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu desired very much to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Sota asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so much? Why is Chanan al Hashem? He wants to go over, cross over the Yarden to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Chilechon Imperio with his Be'al Mituva to have a good time there. And Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, no, he desired very much to put himself in a situation where he'd be obligated to observe the mitzvahs of his Baruch. So you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, so you're not mechuyev. So what's the problem? So you see that as a midas chasidus, you're mechuyev to put yourself in a situation that you should be mechuyev to fulfill mitzvahs. So that's why we should all put on a four-corner garment in order to be chayv in tzitzis, in order to chaparayin another mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. So some Balei HaTos said, when we'll be on the madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu, so then it makes sense. We're not holding by such madregas. Another Balei HaTos said, no, that the Gemara says there in Menachos, that we should all do like that. The Gemara says that there was one of the Amoraim, Rav Kitena, who didn't wear a four-corner garment and he never wore tzitzis. Not in the summertime, not in the wintertime. So the Amalach appeared to him and he told him that he's going to be punished for being Mevatel Mitzvah Tzitzis. So he said, what do you mean? But I'm not wearing a four-corner garment, I'm not Mechuyev. So he said, no, that since the normal clothing in the days of the Amoraim consisted of a piece, a garment that had four corners, he went out of his way not to wear the four-corner garment. So the Malach said that you're going to be punished for that. Yeah, the Shadrach Abizman is there. The normal in the stores, they don't sell normal clothing that has four corners. You have to go out of your way to buy the four-corner garment. So that's the 2 days in Tosfot. Those are the two practices that the Balei HaTosfot have. The comment in Shulchan Aruch says that the more correct practice, the accepted practice over the years, is like that opinion. We should all do like Moshe Rabbeinu. We should all go out of our way. We should all move to Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to fulfill the Mitzvah Tzlis Baretz. That's number one. And number two, we should all wear a four-corner garment. That's the Pella. The Achareinim asked that question. The Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to live in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara gives the answer. No, he wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael in order to be obligated to fulfill the Mitzvah Tzlis Baretz. Well, you have to go fish for an answer. You want to live in Eretz Yisrael. So mitzvah, aliyah, it's a low mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that to live in Eretz Yisrael per se is a mitzvah. What do they have to say? So some Rishonim say, no, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, there doesn't exist such a mitzvah. Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael means to put yourself in a situation that you'll be obligated to fulfill a mitzvah to his body. But others hold not so. Well, the Rishonim and Achronim hold not so. They hold not, it's a separate mitzvah. So, why did the Gemara ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to live in Eretz Yisrael? Avadi wanted to live, to fulfill the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a lot of literature on that. That Gemara seems to indicate that there is no such independent mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, unless you reinterpret the Gemara. So Nachamal said, there are some mitzvahs, the Rambam says, there are some mitzvahs that we call mitzvahs or rishus. Let's say, I have one wife for over 40 years. And our first baby was a girl. So should I divorce my wife and marry someone else and try to get a pidyon haben? And then if that wife has the first child who's going to be a girl, I should divorce that wife, marry a third wife in order to try to have a pidyon haben? Nish mechuyev. Let's say a guy, a person is can't afford a home, so he sleeps in the park. So he says he's mechuyev to get a home in order to put up a mezuzah. The Rambam writes there's a list of mitzvahs that he calls a mitzvah or rishus. It's not really a mitzvah or rishus. It's a mitzvah that you're obligated to do, but it means a conditional mitzvah. One is only obligated to put on tzitzis if he's wearing a four-corner garment. One is only obligated to do pidyon haben if his first baby was the wife's first baby was a boy. You're only obligated to put a mezuzah if you live in a house that has a tzuras ha-pesach on it. So that's what the Rambam calls a mitzvah or rishus. So that's what Tosfos says. We do like Moshe Rabbeinu. We go out of our way in order to wear a four-cornered garment, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. That's what I once said over from the Aderis. He wrote that he could never afford to have an apartment, and the Shulchan Aruch says that the obligation to put a mezuzah in Atar is only if it's beisecho, bisharecho, if it's shalcho. It's only rented, the whole chi mezuzah, it's only by the Rabbanon. So he went out of his way, instead of paying the rent, they're renting the apartment. So he told his landlord he wants to buy the apartment. Wants to buy the apartment on the condition that he gives him back his apartment at the end of the month. Every month he bought it. Like by lulav, so it's called shalachan by the lulav. So he felt that by doing that he will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah and atayra of having mezuzah. Yeah. That's the same as wearing a four-cornered garment. Okay. Whenever you have a conditional mitzvah, so you should try to put yourself in a situation that the mitzvah, the condition will be fulfilled, that you'll be able to do the mitzvah. Here the Gemara says, to recite Bar Miori Ho'esh is neither obligatory, nor is it the same as tzitzis. We say by tzitzis, it's a midas chasidus, you should go out of your way to wear a four-corner garment in order to be obligated to put on tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Ein machazrim al ha'ur k'dach shemachazrim al ha'mitzvahs." When it comes to other mitzvahs, some mitzvahs you're absolutely mechuyev to do it, like tefillin. You're absolutely mechuyev to say kiddush and to say kriyas shema and to eat matzah and to hear tkiyah shofar. Some mitzvahs are like tzitzis. You should go out of your way to put yourself in such a condition that you become obligated to do the mitzvah. Like Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael in order to be obligated to fulfill the mitzvah please bards. And this is even less than that. The Bari Miyori Ho'esh, and the Shulchan Aruch, it says it on both. Bari Minim Samim, and Bari Miyori Ho'esh, if you have it available at the time that you're reciting Havdalah, so then you say the Baruch. If it's not available, so you don't. Hey, Mechazim al Ha'ur, Kedosh Mechazim al Ha'mitzvah. If I'm not mistaken, I think in the Meir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, I think they never say Bar Minim Psamim. So they said that in Europe, they never said Bar Minim Psamim in the Yeshiva because they never had Psamim in the base medrash. So you're not Mechuyev. You're not Mechuyev to go look for Psamim. Emechazim law in Shulchan Aruch says it applies not only to Ur, it applies to Psamim as well. No, the Psamim I understand. All week long, whenever you smell Psalm, you say Bari Minim Psalm. But so Shabbos, the Tanoim introduced Bari Minim Psalm, because we lose the Neshama Yisera. So we want to do this symbolic act of demonstrating that we feel as if we just lost the Neshama Yisera, we need some Psalm to the Meshav HaSanet. But if you don't have Psalm, so you don't say Bari Minim Psalm. But the Bari Minim Yoresh, Lechera, that's a Bichas HaSheva. So why shouldn't, in order to express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he taught Adam HaRishon how to use the power in the fire. So why shouldn't we have to be Mahadir? The Gemara doesn't even say in Absalom. Absalom for sure is lower than Ur. The Gemara says it on the on Bar Miori Hoish. Ey mechazer mal Ur, kdosh mechazer mal Amitzah. Amar Abzer, meresh have a Mahadarna. I always used to go out of my way to make sure that I said Bar Miori Hoish. Came in the Shemayin of the Hodei Rabbi Yudah Marav. Once I heard this memra, no, 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 no. If I have a Havdalah candle, then I'll say Bar Mi Ariyash. If I don't have, I'm not going to make myself crazy. He's not going to go out of his way. You say about having two lights. The Gemara says in Sochim that Avuka for Bari Mini Bari Miori Hoesh is a mitzvah min amuvcha. What's the definition of Avuka? So Rabbi Kivega quotes in Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to have the two candles, you don't have to have the two wicks so close to each other that you have one flame that's yotzei from both, even if you have two candles that are near each other. It's also good. Usually on a Havdalah candle, they have a whole bunch of wicks on top, and all the wicks make a gigantic flame altogether. So Rabbi Kivega says, he quotes a Maharil, that strictly speaking, it's not necessary. You have two separate candles, even if you're not moving them together, it's also considered an avukah. Rabbi Kivega quotes it in Hilcha Shechita. It says, you're not allowed to shech balaylo, you're not allowed to shech balaylo, because you may make an avela, you may not realize it's dark, unless you have avukah kenegna, unless you have a slaughterhouse and you have all the lights around. So it's just as light in the nighttime as it is in the daytime. So the Gemara said, if you have an avuka, it's good. So that's where Rabbi Kivega quotes this Maharil. That's also called an avuka. If you have two candles that are near each other, that's also called an avuka.
What about Hanukkah? That's also an avuka based on that definition.
The Gemara said, you should not use avuka for Hanukkah. So there it says, if the candles are too close to each other, it's also a concern of an avuka. There should be an etzba apart. A lot of times they're not. On the tiny menorahs, an etzba means the thickness of the thumb over here, by the thick part. A lot of the menorahs do not have. Maybe they all have. Maybe the containers that hold the skinny candles are not an etzba part, but the wick on top, maybe the wick's on top. I never put my thumb in between the wicks. You can get burnt. Maybe you do have an etzba in between the two flames. Yeah, it says the neighbors shouldn't be too close to each other, otherwise that's considered an avuka. Exactly the same. So it corresponds. By Havdalah and by Shechita and by Chanukah, it says that the two flames are near each other, that's called an avuka, even though they don't blend in to make one flame. Okay, so we finished the Havdalah.
What's by Yom Kippur, the same halacha and the Chazanah?
I don't remember. Where is it quoted? Dalit.
Divrei Chamudis says that Yom Kippur Yom Chuyiv.
Only on Mitzvah Shabbos.
Only on Mitzvah Shabbos. The Lashon HaRosh is the same as the Alma. It's only the same of the Bria. Yom Kippur, you're doing it. Bahavdil to show that this Yom Kippur is different than the other Yom Kippur. Therefore, you should look for it.
I shall not put the Yeshua.
The what? You should. So how do you explain this goofa? Why should it be that I'm not so sharp as I'm a chaz machor?
The loss of the rush and I was zeche biyama.
But because of that zeche, they made a bichas hasheva. Yeah.
The only is lafuki if it be a no, we'd have to do it every single time. Therefore, he says, it's only a Zeh. he doesn't name the other side, but it is a
bit. Yeah. He just explained that it's not a Bichas HaNoah, not a Bichas HaNoah.
But even if it is, the Ramban says that it's a Birchas Hanehanian that you don't say over the entire week because it continues. The Hana from it continues all week. There's no hefsek in it. And the only hefsek is when Shabbos comes because you can't use fire. That's considered a hefsek. Mm-hmm. And therefore you have to make a new Birchas Hana.
Well, let's say a person goes to sleep, so he doesn't get Hana. So why doesn't he have to sleep?
Theoretically, he could be getting Hana. So the Hana continues. He says it's one
plate. Let's say a guy's eating. Theoretically, he can stay awake and continue to eat, but he doesn't continue to eat. He goes to sleep, or he goes and he does his work. So does his work, he's still nana from life.
Shana Ramban.
So you say the Ramban says that word, that it's a hanoma mushefes.
Right.
Long, there's no hefsek.
By that logic, you'd have to say that if he didn't say Borei Moreish on Motzai Shabbos, and he sees it on Wednesday, or Thursday, Tuesday,
should
Monday, he should say it. Not only should he be able to, he should.
It's not the way Rashi quoted from the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Nun Dalet. No, Tisha Mitzvay Shabbos Nivrik. I mean, Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet. So isn't there a Ramban against the Gemara Pesachim? I don't know. I'll look inside. I don't know. Okay, let's see. We left off before Nun Beis Amar Aleph on the first wide line on the Daf. We learned the first line in the Mishnah, the Machloek B'Sham Rizul, when you say Kiddush, when you say first Bar Piyagov, and you say Kiddush first. And then we jumped to the Havdalah, and we did a lot of Havdalah. Now we're going back to the second Machloek B'Sham Rizul. Which should you do first? The simple reading is it's a Machloek is all week long, has nothing to do. The second case in the Mishnah is not a Shabbos Dikas story. It's all week long. So people would drink wine. A lot of people today only drink wine when they make Kiddush and Abdallah. But here the Mishnah is talking, they had the practice, they would drink wine all week long in the beginning of the meal. So the Shaila is they would do Mezigas HaKoyis because the wine would be so strong, they had to have Yayin Mazuv, and then they wanted to wash for Hamotzi, for the meal that they're going to have. So should they wash on the Tilus Yadayim for the bread before they do the Mezigas HaKoyis, or Dafke after they do the Mezigas HaKoyis? So the Gemara explained Machlekes B'Sham Yisil Akpeina in this direction, Akpeina in that direction. The both of them are concerned for the same thing. They're both concerned about the fact that Natilus Yadayim is to remove the Tumas HaYadayim Yadayim Shnir saying in our Torah there is no such thing that the Yadayim are Tameos and the rest of the body is Tohar. Either the person is Tohar or the person is Tomei. You can't have, let's say a person is tummy, goes to mikvah, so he'll dip his hand in the mikvah, oh, the hand is tar. Dip the next hand in the mikvah, the next hand will be tar. There is no such thing. There's no tahara lachatzoin. You have to be toivu b'vatzachas. There is no such thing, the hands are tummy. There is no such thing that a person can be shnios. The four things that are mekabel tuma, odem mekelem ochel memashkim. So odem mekelem can only be mekabel tuma from an avha tuma. Kabbal Tumah from an Abba Tumah, so the other Mekim will become a Rishon L'Tumah. How is it possible he should become a Sheni L'Tumah? Sheni L'Tumah, he came in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah has told us. So that's the first stuff in Baba Kama. The Gemara said, Ilu Av, Etami Yod Mekim Mochel Mamashkin. And told us, if you're lower down than an Av, Avi Avois are an Av, can be Metami any one of the four. Or the Mekim Mochel Mamashkin. If I'm a Rishon down, you can only Metami Mochel Mamashkin. So how can it be that the Yadai Mashkin? So the whole thing is a Chumra Midirabonim. A chumra that there's such a thing that the hands are tummy, the rest of the body is tummy. A chumra there's such a thing that that a human body should be shnias. So the purpose of the Natilus Yadayim, that's the simple reading of this Gemara, the purpose of the Natilus Yadayim for eating pas is to remove the Tumas Yadayim. What do I care removing the Tumas Yadayim? I'm tummy anyway. I went to a funeral. So I'm tummy anyway. The whole body is tummy. I'm an Av HaTumah. I'm an Echever Kadisha. The Mason Avi Avos HaTumah. I'm an Av HaTumah, so what are you worried about the Yadayim? So the Pasha Pshat might have been that for the purpose of eating Truma, you have to be Tohar. Purpose of eating Truma in Eretz Yisrael, the person has to be absolutely Tohar. So the Midirabbanan, they introduced the Chumra Stam Yadayim Shnia saying, so all he has to do is wash until, if he's Tohar, from Tumas Meis and Tumas Zav and Tumas Balkeri, he has all the other Tumas he doesn't have. So they invented a new chumra midirabbanan, stam yadayim ashniyah, araskani is saying, so stam yadayim ashniyah is, so if he's going to eat the truma with the stam yadayim, his body is tohar, but he's going to be touching the truma. And sheni osa shlishi b'truma, so he's going to passel the truma. So that's why they required netilas yadayim in the truma, but the kohen is about to eat truma. But I'm not a kohen, I'm not eating truma, I'm eating bread. So what does it have to do with me? What's the takana? And when you eat chuma, you have to wash until the sedaim. Even if you're eating an apple of chuma, you're eating a banana of chuma. I don't know if you're eating the bread of chuma. And here, until the sedaim lechulin is only if you're eating pas. Only if you have bread, you have to wash until the sedaim. So that's a shaila. The Mishnah in Yodayim talks about until the sedaim lachilas chuma. So the Mishnah Yodayim requires. We mentioned the other day the Gemara in Chulin. One Amari asked the other, are you makbet about chazusa? Kaptiso a chazusa? Are you makbet about shinim aris? So he says, yes. Are you makbet about a kli? So he says, yes. So Tosfos says, yes. The Mishnah is like that. You have to be makbet. Why was he asking him? So Tosfos says, because all the Mishnahs perhaps are only talking about until the sedaim lechuma. He was asking, what about until the sedaim lepas, lechula, not lechuma? So he said, yes, the same dinam applies. And now the Mishnahs, which are talking about until the sedaim lechuma, require mayim shneim. When you pour water on your hands, so true, the tumas ha'idayim goes off. It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing is medirabbanan. There is no such thing. You can't have tumas ha'idayim. It can't be shein. It can't be the yad is tummy. So this also can't be. If a person is tummy, pours water on his hands, that doesn't help. You have to dip in a mikveh. So this, hey mama, hey mama. This is all part of the takanas chacham. They invented a whole new scheme of things. That if you pour water on your hands, that's like being tovel in a mikveh. So just like you tovel in a mikveh, so you become tohar, so your hands become tohar. But the water on the hand just is makabel tumah from the hand. So the hand is tohar, but the water is tummy. So what does it help that the hand is tohar? The water is going to be tummy. So they made a takon, you should pour mayim shneim. You pour the mayim shneim, so you get rid of the mayim rishayim. Fine. So that requirement that you need mayim shneim because mayim rishayim are tummy, that makes sense when you get to eating truma. Because you want to make sure your hands are not, the koyin is eating the truma. Truma seretz Yisrael, you have to make sure, if you're talking truma schutzalaretz, so chalas chutzlos, trumas chutzlos. The Gemara says you only have to worry about tumah yotzal lebigufa. You don't have to worry about the tumas meis and tumas mago, all these things. You only have to worry about talking about trumas eretz yisrael. Trumas eretz yisrael. So you need mayim shneim to get rid of the tumas hamayim harishayim. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Do you need mayim shneim by Netilas Yadayim lepas? What's the machloikis? So look, this is the shayla. When the Chachamim instituted Tilas Yadayim lepas, that they instituted because of a mishum srach truma. The original takana was Shlomo HaMelech made the takana. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that the Kohanim have to wash in Tilas Yadayim l'truma for all truma, even apples and even potatoes shall truma. And then at some later date, later tanoim, later Chachamim made a takana, they have to wash Tilas Yadayim. The pas shel chulin mishum srach truma, so everything is the same. So you need kaptisu achazusa, kaptisu amona, and you need mayim shneim. You need the whole works. Or should I say no? Kaptisu amona, kaptisu achazusa. Yes, even bechulin, but the mayim shneim, that's only because of tuma, and that's not our concern. If we're tummy anyway, we're all tummy. Went to a funeral. I'm an avat tuma. What am I worrying about? Sami yadayim shneim saying. I only have to wash until the sedayim mishum nikius, not mishum srach truma. So l'chora, this is the kudus hamachloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether there is a requirement for mayim shneim by until the sedayim lepas. The Chai Yodim raises this suffix. If a person washes until the sedayim is in the middle of a meal, and then he touches a tefillin. He touches a Sefer Torah. He touches an Eitz Chaim of a Sefer Torah. The din is that that's Metamei Sayyidai. Kisvei HaKodesh and Metamei Sayyidai. I remember once Balabasi asked my father, he likes to be Mabe Sedra in the middle of the meal. So he wanted to know whether the Kisvei HaKodesh and Metamei Sayyidai. So obviously not. Metamei Sayyidai only goes if it's Nichta Beglila, Nichta Bala Klaf. If it's a printed Tanakh, that's not Metamei Sayyidai.
It's because of Exeiro, the Kohanim, right back in the day that Kodesh,
yeah.
But back in the day, when the Quran is the people who taught to the people the Torah, so how would they have taught? It would have been Tamei constantly. If they were teaching the Torah and there was a Zera of Tamei Yadayim, how did they do that? responsibility.
They would wash until Ziyadar? Okay. After they, they touch the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, they would have to wash until Ziyadar. So the Chayyorim has this suffix that if a person is in the middle of a meal and he puts on a pair of tefillin, touches an Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, does he have to wash over the Chur? That should depend on the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Raida. Whether the Tilis and Daim Lechulin is to remove the Tumas Hayadayim, Mishum, who cares? Mishum Strach Truma. Well, no, it's only Mishum Nekius, like the Tosis introduces that concept. But maybe the Tilis and Daim, Tosis and Kol HaBosah. Maybe the Tilis and Daim, Mishum Nekius. Our Gemara seems very clear. Our Gemara is talking about somebody washing the Tilis and Daim to eat a sandwich, not eating Truma. Doesn't talk about Kohan. And the Gemara is beferish. If he's gonna, if his hands will, after having washed until the sedayim, his hands will come in contact with mashkim that become a rishon letuma that by touching the hand will make it into a sheni letuma, the whole until the sedayim is ruined, undone, and he has to wash all over again. And if he's not going to wash all over again, he'll continue to eat bread. He'll be in violation of the din derabon that you're not allowed to eat bread without until the sedayim. So the chur is beferish in our Gemara. I don't know, the whole, both Bishamah and Bishilah, each one insists. Bishamah insists, notum l'ayadayim first, v'achakach mozg masakas. Bishilah insists, v'achakach mozg masakas, v'achakach notum l'ayadayim. So the Gemara gives the whole explanation. Each one insists, they have a certain machloikas, is a mutter v'shtamish b'kli shachur av t'meim. And based on that machloikas, comes this further machloikas, whether you're concerned about the droplets of water on the outside of the kli being chayz metame is hayadayim. And the assumption is that, so there'll be metame is hayadayim, so what tragedy will happen? It means he'll continue to eat the bread without washing his hands all over again. So you see, beferish, like that sad nechayyorim lechumra. No. That until it's yadayim lepas, is mishum srach truma. You have to be concerned about, if he didn't until it's yadayim, it's not only mishum nekiyas, if his hands will become nitmu again as a sheni letuma, you have to wash all over again. Let's see the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Bisham Yom, and that's why I'm Sat Tosefta, but it's just spelling out what it says in the Mishnah. Not my Adayim first, you wash your hands for Pas, and that's going to be the Tilus Adayim for the whole meal later on. It doesn't mean you wash your hands for the Mezigas HaKais. There's no din the Mezigas HaKais means the Tilus Adayim. Rashi explains, you wash your hands to eat the bread later. Vachkach Mozgim Mesakos, Washim Atav Mozgim Mesakos, Chilo. Then you're going to have a problem. Zera, Shem Yitamu Mashkim Shachur Yakois Machmas Yada V'Yachzer V'Yitamu Es Hakois. What's the concern? Shem Yitamu Mashkim Shachur Yakois Machmas Yada. If he's going to be drinking the wine, the Yayin Mozik, before he washes until the Sedaim, his hands are going to be Shniyos. So the sheni, that a sheni is also shlishi b'truma. So they made a dim of the rabbanon kol oisa kol a poisel as hatruma metamis hamashkim lios tchilo. That's a wild chumra of the rabbanon that my yadayim ashnios, and if I touch, whenever tuma is transmitted, it should always go down a level. If you have avi avayis hatuma and someone comes in contact with the avi avayis, it becomes an avatuma. The avatuma touches ochel hamashkim. To become a rishon l'tumah, and that touches another aruch hamamashkim, makes it a sheni. Sheni touches truma, makes it a shlishi. The shlishi touches kachim, makes it a revi. The Gemara says in the first nach of Bava Kama that it's always by tumah, it's always told the same lavka yitzmem. The tumah always goes down a madrega. Here it goes up a madrega. Here it goes up a madrega. Stam yadayim ashniyois. So yadayim shniyois, apostolos as hatruma. Sheni also shlishi b'truma. The chulin, the lowest you go is sheni. In b'truma, the lowest you go is shlishi. Mikachim the lowest you go is Revi, and by Poradum you go Chamishi. That's the Russian Mishnah, is called such a Tosefta. So here, the Sheini is also Shlishi B'Truman, and he made a Chumim with the Rabbana. Kol HaPoislos HaTruma, Metames HaMashkim Lios Trilo. So if his hands, he didn't wash until the Sedaim yet, he's going to do Mezigas HaKois, then maybe some droplets of water overflowing when he does the Mezigas HaKois. So his hands are shniyos. They're going to be metam the mashkin, make it into a rishon l'tuma. This is all like zera derabon. Kol apostol as hatrum yadayim apostol as hatrum, because yadayim are shniyos, and sheni osu shlishi b'truma. So kolapaisel asachuma metamis hamashkim lios tchila becomes an avat. It becomes a rishon l'tumah. The mashkim become a rishon l'tumah. So what's the tragedy then? Shemi tamu mashkim shachuri akoyis machmas yodov yachzuru v'yitamu es hakoyis. And what would be the tragedy to the yachzuru v'yitamu es hakoyis? What's the great tragedy about that? And Rashi finishes off the sentence, Beisham Mesabe, also the Shtamish Bukosh Shachuv Tmeyois, Kidila Kamon. Beisham made Exera the Rabbon. He's not allowed to drink from a kli with the outside. Who's not allowed to drink? We're all tamei. Everybody's tamei. I mean, people are oisik and taris. Someone who wants to remain tohor, he's not allowed to use a cup to drink from if the outside of the kli is tamei. That's Beisham issue. Beisil disagrees with that, fundamentally with that. They hold that there is no such gzera the Raman. It's mutter. Mutter the shtamish because. Greg the Gemara. Why are they Shammai requiring to wash until this Adayim in advance? Because there may be droplets of water on the outside of the kli. Why don't you just go directly? The Adayim Ashnios Tmeyos, and the Adayim will be Metame the outside of the kos. But the Tame Adayim the kos directly. Then you have to go via the droplets of water. Everything more, no. Adayim are only Shnios, saying then Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin. Sheni is only Osa Shlishi Bechuma. Bechulin not. So it can't cause the outside of the kli to become a shlishi. Oh, they mashkim. If you have droplets of water in between, so yadayim ametamias hamashkim lios tchilo, they'll become a rishon l'tuma, and the rishon l'tuma will be metame midrabban. A rishon minatorah to be metame odom mikelim, you have to have dafke an avi avos or an av. A rishon l'tuma cannot be metame kelim. But midrabban they made such a thing. A rishon l'tuma can be metame. The droplets of water will become a rishon if I touch them with my hands that I didn't wash until it's Yadayim yet. And then that Rishon L'tumah will be Metama, the outside side of the Kli. Zachumer Midirabbana. The outside side of the Kli will become Tumah. Ubisil Lomer Faket, Mosgim Sakois, Vakach Notam Ha'idayim. And they give a whole concern. Vashim Ato Emen Notam Ha'idayim Tchil, Xer Shem Yitam Mashtim Shabi Yadayim, Mach Masakos, Vatsu Yitam Is Ha'idayim. Well, now Bisil will say it. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain within Beis Shammai also why you're not allowed to use a kais at the outside of his tummy, because he may wash until it's done later, and the outside of the he'll spill over a little water, chashinul and itzoitzois, and then the kli will be metame his hands, and then it's going to come out that he's going to continue to eat bread via dime tomatoes. So the seal will have it on Omen Aleph, and Beis Shammai have it on Omen Beis, but they both say the same thing, that if I wash the bread, and in the middle of the meal my yadayim become tomatoes again, I got to wash again. So why is that a suffix in the Chayyadim? And how can there be a machlokes the Rambam and the Raida? And how then do you read the Gemara? You see, mefurish from the Gemara that it's mishum srach truma. That at the Adayim, I wash until it's Adayim, and I did my nikiyas, and then the Adayim become nitmu in the middle of the meal, bein lebesham and bein lebesilva. So you have to wash all over again. So we're concerned over here, they're not going to wash. He's going to be eating bread, be Adayim tomatoes. I don't know. That's what's mukhaf in this Gemara. Well, in that tomorrow we'll start from the Rif. The Rif learns that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are talking on Erev Shabbos. So they say whether he washed before Kiddush or he washed after Kiddush. Where did that come from? So he dug up a Gemara Psochim. It doesn't fit into the whole daf. It doesn't fit into the whole suit. Okay, so we'll start tomorrow. We have to remember. We'll start with the Rif.